dozens of people are searching for a missing hiker in the gorge.
21-year-old Riley Zickel set out on an overnight hike by himself.
Colorado County Sheriff's Office is searching for a missing hiker on the Olympic Peninsula.
John and Trevor Higgins, the father and son, were last seen Friday. They disappeared while hunting near Bear Camp Road above Agnes.
21-year-old Riley Zickel, the senior at Lewis and Clark College, disappeared.
An emotional plea from friends of a woman who is missing right now in the Skamania County wilderness. She's 19 years old, Maureen Kelly.
Searchers are looking for a 76-year-old farmer who did not come back from mushroom hunting near Grangeville.
Hello, and welcome to the Pacific Northwest Bigfoot Search Missing Persons Unit podcast. I'm your host, Tanner Hoskins, co-founder and lead investigator of Pacific Northwest Bigfoot Search. And before we get started with today's story, I just want to start with what our team is up to this weekend. Kelly, Mike, and I, along with our significant others, will be traversing into the Goose Lake and Forlorn Lakes area of Gifford Pinchot National Forest in south central Washington State. Our mission is to finally retrieve trail cameras that have been positioned along the perimeter of an area known as the Indian Heaven Wilderness. These cameras have been up since October 15th, 2022, and I am sure they have died probably in early January or mid-February at the latest. These cameras have been positioned along the corridor where Kelly and Mike had their encounter with three unknown large bipedal creatures in July of 2020. Now, if you follow along on social media, you'll know that we attempted to reach this section of the forest on May 27th, but found ourselves buried up to about 4 to 5 feet of snow in our rigs, and eventually having to decide not to force the issue and retreating to lower elevations to create our base camp. Over the winter months, these cameras saw temperatures dip down to as low as negative 14 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about negative 25 degrees Celsius. These temperatures can sometimes prove to be fatal for certain SD card brands, and of course my brand of SD cards falls into that category. So let's just hope that those SD cards have something on them and have survived these winter months, and we'll plan a little bit better for the future. We will also be documenting this adventure with multiple cameras, and a video of our trip should be airing on our YouTube channel in about 2 to 3 weeks from the expedition date. So just please stay tuned for that. And if you aren't already following us on social media, please do so. It really benefits our team, and it's the best way to stay in contact with everything that we're doing in the field and out of the field. All right, let's get to today's story. Similar to last week, today's story originates from the Oregon Coast Range, almost perfectly triangulated between Tillamook, Oregon, McMinnville, Oregon, and Lincoln City, Oregon, in the Tillamook State Forest Trask Hunt Unit. Jeremy Childress, born September 15th of 1973, was an industrial bridge painter and blaster. Jeremy loved his job as well as his growing family. Jeremy was a loving husband to his wife, Kristen Childress, and a proud dad to two children, a daughter, aged 3, and an 8-month-old son, at the time of his disappearance. Jeremy was an avid outdoorsman and knew this section of the Tillamook State Forest very well and had hunted the area many times. On October 15, 2004, Jeremy Childress, aged 31, was on an annual elk hunting trip with his friend, Shane Louis Sr., and Shane's young son, Shane Louis Jr. The trio had arrived at elk camp on October 15th and set up their gear and stayed the night. On October 16th, the trio hopped in the pickup truck and toured the logging roads with the goal of collecting firewood. As the trio traversed the logging roads that crisscrossed the Tillamook State Forest, they became lost and spent the night in the truck, attempting to find their way back to camp. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the terrain of the Tillamook State Forest, especially back in 2004, before OnX maps and other amazing GPS hunting apps that you can get now, the Tillamook State Forest can become a maze of twists and turns, some leading to civilization and some leading to dead ends that don't dead end until miles down the road. If you were to get lost in the Tillamook State Forest, you usually will locate a logging road that will lead you to civilization, other logging crews, or other people that are recreating in the area. This particular section of the Tillamook State Forest where Jeremy disappeared is split almost perfectly horizontal between 32,000 acres of public land to the north and 33,000 acres of BLM land to the south. Now, for some of you that might be unfamiliar with what BLM stands for, It's Bureau of Land Management Land, which is an agency within the United States Department of the Interior responsible for administering federal lands and keeping them accessible to the public. Also, I'd like to point out that if you're unfamiliar with the Tillamook State Forest, it is known as a temperate rainforest, meaning that during the hunting seasons, especially mid-October through the winter months, you can find yourself in a downpour during most of the season that can hit you unexpectedly at any time, dumping extreme levels of rain that you would mostly see in rainforests around the world. During the fall and winter months, temperatures can take drastic turns in mere minutes, turning any kind of beautiful sunny day into a stormy afternoon and evening in the blink of an eye. I've hunted this area many times. I've fished in this area. I've seen the weather turn firsthand while I've been in the woods, and it's something that you just can't predict. All of a sudden, there's a storm coming in, and it's going to hit you direct, which it sounds like is exactly what happened to the trio while they were staying overnight in their pickup truck. Sometime the next day, Jeremy, not wanting to spend another night in the truck, told Shane Sr. that he believed he knew where camp was and was going to attempt to locate it on foot. Jeremy explained that he believed camp was just two ridges over from their location, which, according to some news outlets, Jeremy was correct in his belief and was heading in the right direction. Jeremy proceeded to get out of the truck, stepped into the thick vegetation of the forest, somewhere between Tucker Creek Road and Boundary Road, wearing a brown Carhartt jacket, size 32 by 34 stonewash Levi blue jeans, a blue Nike baseball cap with a lighter blue swoosh, brown Copeland hiking boots, a silver Citizen watch with EcoDrive, and a gold wedding band with five diamonds in a diagonal pattern. Jeremy was also carrying his hunting rifle, wallet, car keys, half a pack of cigarettes, possibly a pocket knife, and possibly some of his favorite gum. Jeremy was never seen or heard from again. The next morning, the Louis were discovered safe and were taken back to their camp. Upon arriving at camp, they were shocked to find that Jeremy had not made it there. All of his overnight gear was still at camp. The Louis immediately proceeded to go into cell service and contact the Tillamook County Sheriff's Office. Almost immediately, Kristen Childress learned of her husband's disappearance, took to the mountains, and spent multiple days and nights assisting the search teams, only returning home occasionally to see their children. Multiple agencies responded to Tillamook County to assist the Tillamook County Sheriff's Office in their search, but no clue and no sign of Jeremy's whereabouts was ever discovered. To this day, 19 years later, nothing of Jeremy's has ever been located. It wasn't until 2006 that the state of Oregon finally granted a death certificate to Kristen, giving her the ability to sell their jointly owned property and Jeremy's possessions, as well as receive Social Security survivor benefits for their children. While the state of Oregon now recognizes that Jeremy is deceased, his body has never been recovered. It is our hope that by bringing attention to this case, we can someday provide the Childress family with some kind of answers or closure to what exactly happened to Jeremy that fateful day. Please keep the Childress family in your thoughts. And please, if you find yourself in the area hunting or backcountry exploring, keep an eye out for the clothing description that Jeremy was wearing and any and all physical items that were in his possession. Physical description of Jeremy Childress: 5'10", 170 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes with a mustache. Previous fracture of fingers on his right hand. Upper two front teeth were crooked. One on the left is chipped. He has a tattoo of a dolphin and a number 14376 on his right shoulder blade. He also has a tattoo of a rising phoenix on his left shoulder. Once again, that clothing description: dark brown Carhartt jacket, size 32 by 34 stonewash Levi blue jeans, blue Nike baseball cap with light blue swoosh, brown Copeland hiking boots, silver Citizen watch with EcoDrive, Gold wedding band with five diamonds in a diagonal angle pattern. In possession of a rifle, wallet, car keys, half a pack of cigarettes, pocket knife, and possibly chewing gum. I would also like to point out that multiple attempts to get comment from the Tillamook County Sheriff's Office fell on deaf ears, and we have yet to hear any kind of response. Freedom of Information Act requests were also submitted, but they were also met with rejection, as we were advised to reach out to the Tillamook County Sheriff's Office for comment. As of this recording, Pacific Northwest Bigfoot Search has heard nothing from the Tillamook County Sheriff's Office to assist us in our efforts of locating Jeremy Childress. As always, please keep the comment section appropriate and respectful, as this is a real person that has disappeared and a true grieving family that is still looking for answers. Thank you.